Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 281 for April 6th, and we're going to start off in 1712, when the New York Slave Revolt of 1712 begins near Broadway. And then in 1808, John Jacob Astor incorporates the American Fur Company, that would eventually make him America's first millionaire. And finally, in 1865, during the American Civil War, the Battle of Sailor's Creek takes place, where Confederate General Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia fights and loses its last major battle while in retreat from Richmond, Virginia. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On April 6, 1712, the New York Slave Revolt, a significant uprising by enslaved Africans, began near Broadway in New York City. This revolt was one of the earliest acts of collective resistance against slavery in the American colonies, and highlighted the desperate and often dangerous conditions faced by enslaved people seeking freedom and justice. By the early 18th century, New York City had a substantial population of enslaved Africans who were subjected to harsh conditions, stringent laws, and limited freedoms. The growth of the slave population in the city had led to increased fears among white residents of potential uprisings. On the night of April 6th, a group of approximately 23 enslaved men gathered and set fire to a building near Broadway. As townspeople approached to put out the fire, the rebels attacked, killing 9 whites and injuring several others. The insurgents were equipped with guns, swords, and other weapons, indicating some level of planning and coordination. The colonial authorities quickly mobilized to suppress the revolt. The rebels who participated in the uprising were captured within a few days. 6 were reported to have committed suicide before capture, and the rest faced swift and brutal justice. 21 were executed, some were burned alive, others hanged, and a few broke on the wheel, a form of torture and execution. On April 6, 1808, John Jacob Astor founded the American Fur Company, marking the beginning of what would become one of the most lucrative enterprises in the early United States, and establishing Astor as America's first millionaire. Astor's venture into the fur trade capitalized on the high demand for beaver pelts in Europe, where they were used in hat making and other fashion items. The American Fur Company played a significant role in the exploration and economic development of the early American West, and contributed to the nation's expansionist policies. The American Fur Company became one of the largest and most successful businesses in the United States during the early 19th century. Astor's monopoly over the fur trades not only amassed him a fortune, but also played a crucial role in the American economy, contributing to the country's growth and expansion. The Battle of Sailor's Creek, fought on April 6, 1865, was one of the final major engagements of the American Civil War and a critical component of the Appomattox campaign. This battle occurred during the retreat of Confederate General Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia following the fall of Richmond and Petersburg to Union forces under the command of General Ulysses S. Grant. The battle represented not only a significant tactical defeat for the Confederacy, but also a pivotal moment that hastened the end of the Civil War. The battle unfolded across several nearby locations along Sailor's Creek, a tributary of the Appomattox River. The Confederate forces, stretched thin and exhausted from their retreat, were intercepted by rapidly advancing Union troops in a series of engagements, including the battles known as Hillsman's Farm, Marshall's Crossroads, and Lockett's Farm. The Union Army inflicted heavy casualties on the Confederates and captured thousands of soldiers. The Battle of Sailor's Creek was a devastating blow to the Confederacy. Approximately one quarter of Lee's retreating army was captured or killed, significantly weakening his forces. The loss deeply demoralized the Confederate Army and was a clear indication that the end of the Civil War was imminent. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify. And I will see you all tomorrow for some more history. Keep on learning something new every single day. That's one of the best things you can do for yourself.